mob in Corinth. When Paul arrived in Corinth, he met a Jewish man named Aquila and his wife Priscilla. They were also tent makers, the same as Paul, so they decided to work together. Each week, Paul went to the synagogue and talked to the Jews, explaining that Jesus was the Messiah. Silas and Timothy finally rejoined him, and soon afterwards, the Jews rejected Paul's message and even blasphemed the name of Christ. With that, Paul said, "My conscience is clear. I told you the good news that Messiah had come. I explain how we have salvation through him. You've rejected it. Therefore, your blood is on your own heads. I'll give this message to the Gentiles." Some of the Jews believed in Christ, including the head of the synagogue. Oh, but many Gentiles put their faith in Jesus. The Lord encouraged Paul in a dream. He said, "Don't be afraid. Keep talking about me. No one will hurt you here, because I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching and preaching God's word. One day, the Jews selected a new leader who organized an attack against Paul. A mob grabbed him and took him to the judge, saying, "This man is making our people worship God in ways that are opposite of our law." Before Paul could defend himself, the judge yelled at the Jews, "How dare you come to me with this? I don't care about your law. I spend my day punishing criminals, not arguing over words and names. Don't waste my time." He then drove them out of his court. A mob grabbed the leader of the synagogue and beat him in front of everyone. The judge didn't even look up. When Paul thought his work in Corinth was done, he decided to go back to Antioch. Aquila and Priscilla went with him as far as Ephesus. Paul preached at the synagogue there, and the people wanted him to stay longer and teach them, but he refused, saying, If God wills, I'll come back." He then left and went to Jerusalem and on to Antioch. After Paul left Ephesus, a man named Apollos came to the synagogue. He was a powerful speaker and talked openly about Jesus. Unfortunately, he only knew what John the Baptist had taught. Aquila and Priscilla took him into their home and explain the things of God more accurately. After that, Apollos became a great preacher for God and was able to take the scriptures and clearly show that Jesus was the Messiah.